Be'ez Hashem Mizbochi begin Perek Shein, the second chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Tshuva, the laws of repentance and Sefer Mada in the Book of Knowledge, which we continue the theme of the opening Perek, discussing the halacha of Tshuva, of repentance, and specifically when it's interpersonal regarding appeasement and forgiveness. As Rambam gets halacha Aleph regarding the concept of Tshuva and its components. A Zehu Tshuva Gemur, what's considered a full-fledged, a complete repentance? So Zeh Shebol Yodoy Dover Sha'avar Boy. It comes to a person's hand, to his ability, something that he had sinned in. And now he has the opportunity to do that sin again. But he separates, he doesn't do it. Because of repentance, meaning, not because he's afraid of somebody, or not because he just doesn't have the physical strength and stamina anymore. If someone had intimacy with a woman in sin, and at a later point in time, he's secluded with her. And he still retains the love that he has for her, and he still has his physical strength. He's in the same country, the same city where he had violated. So he's in exactly the same situation. He has the opportunity to do it again. And yet he separates and does not violate. That's a complete repentant person. This is what Shlomo Melech says in Kehelis. And remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Until it doesn't come the days of bad. It's going to come the years that you can say, I don't have a desire with it. Meaning, when you're still young, and you still have all your vigor, and you still have all the nesilinus and test and tivus and everything this and that, and then you conquered, oh, that's the days that you're going to really want, because that's when you can do a full tshuva. Now, if someone does not repent only in his elder years, he doesn't have the ability to do anymore what he had done in the past. Even though it's not the most ideal type of repentance, it's still effective him. And he's considered a repentant person. Even if he sinned all his days, and he did repentance on the day that he died, and he died in his repentance, and all his sins are forgiven. Shnomach says the pasuk over there in Kehelis, until it doesn't get dark, the sun, and the light, and the sun, and the moon, and the stars. And then the clouds have returned after the rain, meaning, which that's the day of death. Meaning, the inference is, if he recalls his creator, and he repents before he dies, it's not like until after everything is done, he does it before, then it is forgiven for him. Halacha basic, mahi ha-tshuva. What is the repentance? Who that is, sheyazev ha-choytei chetoi, that the sinner should leave his sin, v'yisirim imachshavtei, should remove it from his thoughts, v'yigma b'liboi, and he should make up in his heart, shlo yaseh, he's not going to do it anymore. Shlomach says a pasuk in Yeshaya, yazev rosha darka v'goymer, the wicked should forsake his path, etc. V'chein yisnachem al-shavah, he should also have regret on what has happened. Shlomach says in the pasuk in Yirmiyah, ki achri shuvi, because after I repented, nichamti, I regretted. B'yor alav yudei telumos, and the one who knows all that what's hidden should testify on him, shlo yoshuv l'zeh achet l'olam, that he's never going to return to this sin ever again. Shlomach says in the pasuk in Hosea, v'lo yinoy mar oid, and they're not going to say any more, Elikenu, that is our God, l'masi yedeinu, for our handiwork, which was this avodah zarah, that no, they should never ever again say it again. So that, and Hashem has to know that. But Tzorch Lizvadis Besvasav, he has to confess with his lips. And has to say these things, these ideas, which he has made up in his heart. Halacha Gimel. Now, Kolam Azvad B'Dvarim. Whoever confesses with words, but he didn't make up in his heart that he's going to leave these types of paths on the side. So he's compared L'Toybo, someone who immerses himself in the mikvah to purify himself from his tumma, the sheretz, and the dead sheretz, which is metame, b'yad, is still in his hand. She'ena tefillah ma'elis, the immersion mikvah is not effective him, at she'ashlecha sheretz, until he throws away the dead sheretz. Which, that's the idea, where you're confessing, which is the tefillah, but you didn't leave the old ways, well, that's still metame you, that's the sheretz b'yad. Like it says in the pasuk initially, umoide, someone who confesses, v'oizib, and he leaves his old ways, yeruchim, he will be merciful from Hashem. Hashem will then be meichlim. V'tzach lifer esachet. Now one has to specify the sin. Shlomach says the pasuk in Shemais. Oh no, please, chato amazeh chato gedoyla. Moshe Rabbeinu says that this people, they sinned a great sin. V'yaslem elehezav, they've made for them these golden deity. which was Avodah Zarah of the eagle, which he specified that the vidui has to be specific to the sin that was done. Halacha Daf continues with the paths of tshuva, the way a person generally engages in tshuva. So midarchei tshuva, from the paths of tshuva, meaning there's certain things along that path, is liyus Hashem, is that the one who repents should be tzayik tamil of Hashem, should always be screaming in front of Hashem, bebchi ubesachanunim, with tears and with crying and with supplication. Vayisu tzedakah kivikaycha, he does charity according to his ability. Umestrachik harbe minadav shachatabai, he distances himself very much from the thing that he sinned with. Umeshanashma, he changes his name, claim in other words, ani acher, I'm someone else. Ve'eini oisa isha osa oisa m'maisam, I'm not that same person that did those actions. And he changed all his actions, all for the good, and to the upright path. He exiles himself from his place, because exile atones for sin. Because it causes him to be humbled, and to be authentic, and to be humble of spirit. It's a great praise for someone who repents, that he should confess in public, and he should notify his sins to the people, and he reveals the sins that was between him and his friends, meaning interpersonal sins, to others, so that they should beseech mercy from that person to forgive him. And he says to them, the truth is, yeah, I sinned to that person, and I did him this and this, and today I repent and I regret. Whoever is arrogant and doesn't notify people, rather he covers over his sins. His repentance is not complete. Someone will cover over his sins, is not successful. Now, when do we say that he should confess in public and let people know his sins? Is so regarding sins between him and his friend, meaning interpersonal sins. Between him and the omnipresent, between him and Hashem, in the Tzach Lefaras Masma, he doesn't have to publicize this. Then the Aziz Ponim Hiloy Imgilim, it's considered audacious, it's considered brazenness if he does reveal it, because like as if he's not embarrassed about it. Ella Shavlef Ne'akel Baruch Hu, rather he repents in front of Hashem, Ufaydet Chatov Lefonim, and he specifies his sins in front of him, Umesvada Lim Lefnei Rabim Stam, and he confesses regarding them in public, but unspecific, doesn't get into the details. It's good for him that his sin is not revealed. Like it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ashrin Nesu Fesha, fortunate is the one who his sins are carried, meaning that they're forgiven. Kisuchata, that his sins are covered over. Meaning, those types of ways you don't publicize. Lach Abav continues with the specifics of tshuva as it applies to the Aser Simei tshuva. Afa Pisha tshuva v'tzaka yafal oilam, although repentance and screaming is always good. But Basara Yomim Shabin Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, the 10 days that's between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, he yafa b'yaser. It's very good. Umiskabelis himiyad, and it's accepted right away. Shlomo says the pasuk in Yeshaya, Didushu Hashem, Sikar Hashem, b'himatzi, when he could be found, which is in these 10 days of mercy. Now, Medmar Mum, when do we say this? Is b'yachid, an individual. Abad Tzibur, when you're with the community, calls manchaisim tshuva. Anytime they do repentance, so you can believe Shalom, they scream out with a complete heart. Hey, nenim, they are answered. Shnemak says the pasuk in the bottom, Kashem lekeinu, who's like Hashem our God, b'chol kereinu, whenever we call out to Him, we are answered as a community. Halacha zayin. Yom Kippurim is manch tshuva l'kol. The Day of Atonement, the 10th of Tishrei, is a day of repentance for everyone. L'yachad, l'rabim, for the individual, for the public. Who kates mechilu slichel Yisrael. It's the end of the atonement, of the forgiveness and the pardoning for the Jewish people. Therefore, everyone has to do repentance and to confess on Yom Kippurim. Now, mitzvah vid Yom Kippurim, the mitzvah of confessing on Yom Kippurim, she'yaschu me'erev hayom. It starts from before the day on the 9th of Tishrei. Koyim she'yachal, before he eats the sudam of sek, is the last meal before Yom Kippurim, because shemi chonik basud the koyim she'yizvad. He might choke in the meal before he confesses, so we confess before that meal. Now, v'av b'shizvad the koyim she'yachal, although he confessed before he ate. He goes and confesses again on the night of Kippurim by Ma'ariv. And then he goes and confesses again in the morning by Shachris, by the Musaf Tefillah, by Mincha, by Mincha, and by Ne'ilah, by the closing Tefillah of Yom Kippurim. Now, where in his davening does he confess? So, Yachar individuals, Achar Tefillah, after Hishmoina Esrei, by Lekai Netzar. Shlich Tzibur, the Chazin, the Emtzit Tefillah, middle of his Tefillah, by Bracha Raviz, in the fourth Bracha, which is the middle Bracha, because there's the first three and the last three, and the middle one is the Bracha of the day Tefillah, which is on the day of Yom Kippurim, which is which is when you talk about this day, which is for this Vida of Yom Kippur. Halacha Ches, Havida Shenoga by Kol Yisrael, the confession that has been already the custom of all the Jewish people, is Avol Anachnu Chatanu V'chulu, is that Nusach that we say, Ba'ah, we sin, etc. That's the Nusach Havida. V'ikra Havida, that's the primary confession. Aveda Shizvada Lim Yom Kippur Mzeh. Now, regarding sins that he confessed on this Yom Kippur, Chizm Zvada Lim Yom Kippur Macher, he goes and he confesses upon them again in the following Yom Kippur. Although he still retains his repentance, he didn't do it again. Because Shnimit says, "Apostling until him, kifishoy on the Eda, because my sins I know, v'chatosi nekdi samed, and my mistakes are always in front of me." So therefore, one will always confess for the rest of his life. Halacha tes regarding asking for forgiveness and pardoning someone who hurt him, ina tshuva v'lo yom kippurim. Not with repentance and not with the Day of Atonement, they're not mechaben, they don't atone, el alveir shebenom lamokim, only regarding sins between man and God. For example, Misha achal davaasa, someone ate something that's forbidden, oibol bi lasura, he had a forbidden relationship, ukayitzben, or certain things like that. Avlaveir shebenom lachaveira, but regarding sins between man and his fellow, for example, hacheve bachaveir, someone injured his friend, oi mikal chaveir, cursed his friend, oi goizlo, he robbed from him, ukayitzben, similar things, eina nimchaloi la'oilam. He's never pardoned ever until he gives back his friend what he owes him, and he appeases him. That is, even though he gave him back the money that he owes him, he has to appease him, and has to ask from him that he pardons him. Now, even if he only provoked his friend with words, he has to appease him, and has to entreat him until he forgives him. Let's say a friend doesn't want to forgive him. So maybe if he brings a row of three people from his friends, they entreat him, they ask for him to forgive him. Let's say he's not agreeable to that. Maybe he brings it a second time. And then a third time. If he doesn't want after that, he leaves that guy and he goes. And the one who doesn't forgive, he's now the sinner. But if it was his teacher, he has to come even 1,000 times until his Rebbe forgives him for his affront. Halacha Yud. It's forbidden for a person to be cruel, and not be appeased. Rather, the person should be easy to be appeased, and should be hard to anger him. And when the sinner asks from him to forgive him, he forgives him with a complete heart, and with a desirable soul. And even if he hurt him, and he sinned against him a lot, he should not take revenge, should not hold a grudge. And that's the path of the Jewish people, and their appropriate hearts. But the idol worshippers, those of the stuffed up hearts, they're not like this. Their anger is kept forever. And that's what was said in Shmuel Aleph regarding the Gevinim, a certain people, lafish le'machlu, since they didn't forgive Shaul HaMelech, they killed the Gevinim. And within the spices, they weren't appeased in the days of David HaMelech. So the Pasuk says, v'ha'gevinim lo'i b'nei Yisrael hema. The Gevinim are not from the Jewish people, they're not fit to enter into the Kila of Hashem, because the Jewish people are rachmonim, b'shonim, gimel chasadim, and they don't have the character of the Jewish people, who the Jewish people are appeased. Halach yidalf, ha'chit l'chaveh, if someone sins to his friend, his friend died before he got an opportunity to ask him forgiveness. So maybe I set up in the Adam, he brings a minion, a quorum, 10 people, and he brings them on his grave. He says in front of them, I sinned to Hashem, the God of the Jewish people. Vilaplain his end to this person. It's this and this that I did to him. Let's say he owed him money. He gives it back to his inheritors. Let's say he didn't know about if he has inheritors. He leaves him in the court, and he confesses.